following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Golfsmith and TaylorMade want to help you give Dad the best Father's Day ever with exclusive deals on the hottest gear in golf. Give the game-changing TaylorMade R1 driver and get $50 instant savings, plus a $25 Golfsmith gift card. Save $100 instantly on any 8-piece Rocket Blades iron set and score a $50 Golfsmith gift card, because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
All right, Golic, here's the deal. You're at bat with a full count. Decision time. You need to book a hotel room instantly.
Oh, strike three.
No, not with La Quinta's instant hold feature.
Ball four?
Come on. With LQ Instant Hold, you can instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
No credit card number.
No credit card number and no questions asked.
Well, that sounds like a walk-off home run.
Now you're talking.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next day on your smartphone at LQ.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. We have got another full slate of guests on the show today. We're going to be talking with Kearney Country Club Pro Matt Shaner about a really cool event that all of the golf courses and various other entities are coming together here over the summer. And it's going to be working with the schools and trying to promote junior golf with the First Tee program. We'll be talking with Matt about that. We'll also catch up with Dave Malarnik of the Cornhusker State Games. The executive director will give us an update on what's going on there. You've got some clinics that are coming up in the Tri-Cities at the end of the month in conjunction with the Cornhusker State Games Torch Run. And then, of course, in July, the actual games. We'll talk about that. Plus, Central City Wrestling coach Darren Garfield will join us later on in the program as well. He'll be helping us take a look at the All-Star Duel that is coming up Saturday in Grand Island. But, ladies and gentlemen, he is back. Andy Griffith is our co-host today. Geeked up for that. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
You get one day off and you come in here. What's wrong with you?
You know what? I'm not selling cars, and I'm talking about sports. So right now, I'm okay with it, man.
And I had to ask you before we went on. You know, we got a Central City coach, and we got an Aurora boy, and I just got a. Were we going to be okay later?
No, actually, no. Darren's a good egg. I remember growing up, and he was always a good role model to the younger kids, and I can remember growing up and participating in youth wrestling and things like that, and he'd be helping Bill Wofford and. Just various things like that. Now, he's a good egg. And he's got a brother, Derek, also. Yeah. Just great people, man. And it's exciting. He's had a lot of success there at Central City. And us Aurora people were kind of like one big gang. You know, I mean, even if we really weren't that close when we were together, we still feel we have this emotional tie just because we're from Aurora. And so we always root for each other.
There's no doubt about it. That's the way Aurora rolls. So we'll be talking with him a little bit later on. I know that you got up and you've spent most of your morning watching the women's semifinals at the French Open.
Yes, I'm actually really excited about that.
Maria Sharapova. No.
No, you know, actually.
This morning you heard some grunting in the other room. You went, what in the? Oh, you're watching tennis. Okay.
Is that Monica Seles?
What's going on? Yeah.
Is she still playing?
How's that work? Good Lord. I thought we got rid of that.
I do like the Williams sisters. Isn't that right?
Serena
and Venus.
Yep. Serena plays next on court here. So that's going on. And the men's will play their semifinals tomorrow at the French Open. Of course, the NHL and the NBA playoffs continue. The Belmont Stakes coming up on Saturday. Gino Pucola of the DVG Network will join us tomorrow. Hockey, Boston, my selection, by the way. My selection. They're up 3-0. They're one away from the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wow.
And that's exactly right. Wow, how do I even have any idea what's going on in hockey?
I'm pretty impressed, actually.
I've got the Heat. So we had the Ravens, and if we can bring home the Bruins and the Heat. But it's not looking good in baseball.
Who did you have?
It's not looking good in baseball, unless this new kid, and what's his name, Puge, that went to the Dodgers, and all of a sudden is just in two or three games, he's hitting like .645 with four home runs. Yeah, I got the Dodgers to win the World Series. They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, they know how to spend money, too. Those guys are there's really nothing. How big do you think their checkbook is? Do you think they just walk around like the big checks, like off of Happy Gilmore, like that big?
We can't. Just give me one of those. Put it in the back of my Civic. It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. NBA, we were talking a little bit before we went on. I finally found someone that's actually going to root for the Heat. I'm rooting for the Heat. I've rooted for Miami all along. I like LeBron. Everywhere I looked, nobody. Everybody wants the Spurs to win, it seems like.
You know, I've had this conversation numerous times over the past couple weeks. And you sit there and you talk to somebody and you say, hey, who are you going for? And they're like, well, anybody but the Heat. And I'm like, I don't understand. I hate LeBron James. Why? I mean, you could sit there and drink your haterade. I mean, that's fine. But I guess my point being is, I've said this a couple times, I know I said this off air to you, but, you know, for a guy who's in his late 20s that is making all the money in the world and has got everything going on, he seems to be making a lot of the right decisions. And, you know, I understand that whole deal from when he left Cleveland to going to Miami. And that's, I asked, I'll give Brett Groff, he was, we were at work yesterday, and he said, he's like, I just don't like LeBron James. I said, do you not like LeBron James, or did you not like the way he handled himself when he left Cleveland? And he's like, well, it's probably more I didn't like the way he handled himself. I'm like, this guy has made bad. I mean, if he walked away from the game right now, it'd be interesting to know how many millions of dollars that would exponentially affect the NBA. And, you know, and I think it's going to be a good matchup, too, from the simple perspective. Me and a buddy were talking about this last night. I think, like, a guy, Dwayne Wade, he's actually probably going to match up a little bit better with the Spurs than what he did with the young Indiana Pacers, who are super athletic. You know, it's going to be more of a, you know, more of a skill game against, you know, you're talking about the Spurs. I mean, these guys could all retire tomorrow if they wanted to.
You know, most places they'll hand out a bobblehead. They'll hand out a T-shirt. Apparently for the next game for the Spurs, it's free walker night. So, you know, you get the little tennis balls on the bottom of your walker. And
the best part is even after the game, after they give away the free walkers, actually the Spurs will be giving out retirement advice too, which is really nice. They're going to set you up with some of their advisors. They've got some really good plans going on.
And I didn't put it all together, but that's why they're playing those games at 3 in the afternoon.
Well, you got to be able to get lunch in by 5, let's be honest.
Goodness.
So how many games do you think it's going to be?
Well, I'll answer that after I make this point, because we just barely touched on it yesterday. I don't understand why in the NBA, all of the series, and now that they're all 7 games, I mean, it used to be 2-3, you'd play 2 here, 2, mm-hmm. and then 1, or 2 and 3. It was 2 at the favorite, so if you were the better seed, you got the first 2 at home, then you'd go on the road for 2, and then game 5, 6, and 7 mm-hmm. was alternate sites.
Yeah.
It's been that way in every series in the NBA this year, and now in the finals, we're changing it. Miami gets 1, 2, 6, and 7, and San Antonio hosts 3, 4, and 5. That is so stupid. It is so idiotic. It makes no sense. It makes zero sense. David Stern, it makes zero sense. Why would you? What other sport does that? What other playoff situation does that? And so, I'm taking the Heat, mm-hmm. although I am very scared. There is no doubt I will not be surprised if the Spurs win, but I'm taking the Heat, and I'm taking them in 6.
Taking the Heat in 6. You know,
which basically, they'll probably have to win two in San Antonio because I'm pretty sure that the Spurs are going to get one in Miami.
Yeah.
And so it's 1-1. That means the Spurs got to get two in San Antonio, which I think they can do. But the Heat would have to get to in San Antonio. So I'm taking them in six.
It's so tough. I think the thing is with the Heat is I can't imagine trying to stay focused, being a player playing down in Miami. I mean, it's hard to stay focused in Kearney. you're down in Miami. You know, you have all these distractions. And it will be, I guess I would, the first game is really going to show where are the Heat mentally after that Indiana series. Where are they at? Are they going to come out with that killer attitude and say, you know what, we're going at the bucket. We're not going to just sit back and shoot Jays. We're going to go ahead and we're going to try and take it at them, and we're going to just try and cut this thing down and just we're just going to take it over. Or do they come out and say, man, you know what, we were very fortunate. We played some good ball. We got lucky. We might have had some bad calls. I mean, I didn't know you could get a charging call if somebody was in the air. Still trying to figure that one out.
And in the circle.
What is – oh, my gosh. never mind. I don't want to go. I don't want to freak out. I'm not going to freak out.
I just saw Stephen A. Smith took the Spurs. Evidently, Mario Chalmers shouldn't shoot the basketball, which surprises me. I think a lot of the people took the Heat at the beginning, and now they're starting to get worried. Just going back before we go into our
heat
break
and
here.
Five. That's what I'm saying. Heat and five.
Heat and five. I just on the road. I don't.
I know.
But that's ballsy. I'll give you that.
I'd like to say sweep.
You're saying that would. That'd be cool, too. But I like the Spurs. If it wasn't the Heat, I'd be rooting for the Spurs. If it was the Pacers that got in, I'd be rooting for whatever. Do the Heat just adjust better? Because it seems like when they want to blow you out, they blow you out. Chicago Bulls beat them. They blew them out by 40. Indiana forces some pressure. They beat them in Game 7 by nearly 30 points. And then yet, some of the other games are struggles. Is it just adjustments they're making? You can't tell me that, they weren't ready to play or blah, you know, the intensity. Man, you're playing for history. You're playing for a world title. I know you can't bring it every night. Don't tell me you can bring it every night. Not the same level.
Absolutely.
But I just wonder why, when the pressure's on, can they just go and destroy their opponent?
I think the biggest difference with the Miami Heat is, I think you go back and you look at those great Patriot teams and, you know, a lot of these teams that have excelled. Even, you know, the Nebraska Cornhuskers back in the 90s. I mean, I'm going to throw that out there. When great teams, you know, great teams like the Heat, can have an off night, and they can still go ahead and go out and perform and win.
Yeah.
It's just, it's amazing because we got so accustomed. We watched probably 25-30 games stint this year of some of the best basketball probably ever played by an NBA team, and you get spoiled. I mean, watching the playoffs right now, I mean, some of this watching the Miami Heat, and they've lost, you know, five games in the playoffs. Some of it's been brutal to watch. They have not been clicking, jump shots not going in. This is a team that was shooting, I think one of the highest NBA three-point percentages this year. And, you know, their shots haven't been going in. They've had some turnover problems. The defense hasn't been great at times. And the thing is, if these guys could just turn it on and it could all click in this last, series going in, the championship, this is a team that could win. They could beat the Spurs by 20-25 every game. If everything was clicking, the key will be, are they mentally prepared? Are they in the right mind frame when they come out? You know, is Ray Allen going to hit three? There's just so many different tangibles, and that's the reason they play the game.
The Birdman. So Andy says five, and Doug says six. Doug Duda, Andy Griffith with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And before we go into break, Matt Shaner going to join us here from the Kearney Country Club when we come back. Did you happen to catch and there has to be some stats that I didn't hear too much about this morning because we're worried about A-Rod, and I think probably more people still like the druggie than LeBron. But the White Sox-Mariners game yesterday, I'm doing 5 o'clock sports. That baby's rolling into a scoreless game. You know, it's getaway day. It's an afternoon game. White Sox saying, get the hell out of Seattle. I'm ready to leave. It's 0-0 in the ninth. It's 0-0 in the 10th. It's 0-0 in the 11th, 12th, 13th. And then in the 14th inning, Chicago comes through and scores 5 runs in the top of the 14th.
How long was that?
Oh, it's not over. It's not over. Here come the Seattle Mariners.
No.
They load the bases. They get a run in. And then they get the two outs, a couple of flyouts. And then, 1-2 pitch. finds the center field seats for a grand slam home run. 5-5, we go to the 15th. And eventually the White Sox win it in 16, 7-5.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the great thing. Now, I guess I'll just say it this way. I ran into a buddy of mine. He may do some investing from time to time. This sounds like a story for anyone that has ever bet a dollar or a hundred or any amount on anything, and you just went, why am I doing this? Can you imagine being the person that had a little cash on that game yesterday and bet the unders? Because it went over. It's 0-0 in the 14th. You got a winner. No, 5-5.
That's,
you got a loser.
At that point.
That's a Scott Van Pelt bad beat of all bad beats.
Come on, man.
We're going to take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Andy Griffith. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Matt Shaner from the Kearney Country Club, Darren Garfield, Central City Wrestling Coach Dave Malarnik with the Cornhusker State Games. Stay with us.
The 12th Annual Faces Rally, June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Upland, Nebraska. Faces is a great organization for children and adults with facial differences. Friday night entertainment by the M&M Sisters starting at 7. Then don't miss Bunkhouse Karaoke following. Saturday afternoon, pedal car and tricycle races for the kids. Plus large inflatable bounce houses, slides, and more for the kids in the park. Be a part of the raffle and auction on Saturday with items including a $1,500 camera. There will be a bike show and shine Saturday morning, June 8th. The winner will be announced Saturday night and presented with a trophy. Prizes from Pepsi and a cash prize. Saturday hog roast starting at 5, followed by live music from the Whiskey Richard Band during the street dance. For more info, go to facesrally.org. The 12th Annual Faces Rally, June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Upland, Nebraska.
Hi, it's The Herd. When it comes to finding the perfect gift for Father's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com is the best place to go. So many unique gifts for Dad. He'll love them all. High-quality plants, bonsai, gourmet treats, including delicious cookies, rich chocolate-covered strawberries and pretzels, and an assortment of gift baskets inspired by Dad's interests, with themes like golfing, poker, and fishing. And right now, I've got an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers.com for Father's Day. 20% off their best-selling Father's Day collection. Sending Dad a personal gift he'll love for as low as $19.99. You can't beat that. But the only way you can get 20% off these unique Father's Day gifts, if you order from 1-800-Flowers.com now, and only if you use my first name. To get the 20% off for Father's Day, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Even from your mobile device, click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Presented by AutoTrader.com. The San Antonio Spurs have played in the NBA Finals 4 times and are undefeated. Now in their 5th trip, they face the defending champion Miami Heat.
Really got it, LeBron.
Game 1 of the NBA Finals, San Antonio at Miami, Thursday night, tipping off at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop and reach a high temperature of 76. We'll have our winds becoming light out of the north. And for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low near 50. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently at 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Andy Griffith. And folks, we like to spend a little time once in a while when we're not working, having some lunch or just kicking back and enjoying some entertainment and watching whatever it is. NBA, College World Series, in the NCAA baseball tournament, some golf, the NHL playoffs. It's all there at Cunningham's, Journal, The Loft, and The Courtyard, which we've been waiting for The Courtyard to open for way too long, and it's open. It's just that you don't like to sit out there when it's 28 degrees and the wind's blowing 40 mile an hour. But, folks, whether you want to come in and grab some lunch, great, get one of their great half-pound burgers like the old Blue Burger, half-pound of juicy beef topped with crumbled blue cheese and crispy bacon, or you can create your own masterpiece, whether you want a pizza, a salad, something off the appetizers menu. That's they call it starters. Husker ribs are starters. That fills me up right there, Andrew.
Yeah, I would have to say the drunken chicken pizza is to die for. That's all I got.
It is so good. Doesn't matter when you go in because they're open 7 days a week. They're serving food 7 days a week and your favorite sports 7 days a week. And, of course, great entertainment inside on the weekends and even out in the courtyard almost every night. 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. It's a great place. If you've got some family or friends from out of town, make sure you take them to Cunningham's. You'll have a great time. Cunningham's, downtown Kearney. We are pleased to welcome into our humble abode here that we call the Doug and Daddy Studio, Matt Shaner, Kearney Country Club Pro, and we are going to be talking about really a big event that's helping junior golf, and we're going to be partnering with Snag and the First Tee and just so many things that people maybe have heard about in golf, but it's coming to Kearney, and I've seen you've shown me some of the stuff to get kids involved that don't involve necessarily their sawed-off father's clubs.
Exactly. That's like swinging a sledgehammer with some of those kids. it's a really good program. Omaha, the city of Omaha and the city of Lincoln have actually adopted this. They've gotten this Snag equipment, and they've put it into the school systems to help with the elementary schools to help grow the game of golf. With the PGA of America, Golf 2.0 was a huge initiative with them to help grow the game. And in Kearney, we need it too. And ever since I've gotten here to Kearney, Dave James has been a really good friend of mine for many, many years, and Scott Bruja and Chad Lydiot. We've all sat down and we've talked over some beverages once in a while and about how do we get this game into the school system to get people involved, get more kids involved. And for the longest time, we weren't able to really get any angles. Dave Kiter and Diane Kiter, they wanted to create a fund for their daughter, Tasha, who was big in the Kearney golf area and then also played golf at Hastings College. And they wanted to create a way to get kids and girls especially involved with golf because I guess the Kearney High golf team only had four gals out for golf a couple years ago. But so this way, we actually created a steering committee with the golf courses in here, where they have PGA professionals in Kearney, Metalark and Awari and ourselves, Golf USA, some other sponsors here too. And we created an event that's going to help raise money that's going to put the Snag golf equipment into the elementary school systems so that we can start teaching our young people now the game of golf. And coming up down the road, we've got some other programs that we're going to implement too, because we know that there's kids out there that can't afford golf clubs. And the PGA of America is going to help us with that. And our Nebraska section, the PGA is going to help with that. And we're going to get golf going into our school systems with the Snag equipment. The Snag equipment is actually used by the First Tee program across the United States. It's, if you've ever seen it before, it's great big plastic heads. It looks like it's Volkswagen's on the end of a stick, and you hit tennis balls, and it stick the Velcro, and all kinds of fun things like that. And there's a curriculum to it. We've got the Kearney educators for the PE instructors involved. They're on board with it. It's a good thing for Kearney to get golf going in the school system.
And Andy, I mean, I'm sure that your PE time, whether it was little kid or right into junior high and high school, I'm sure back in the day we never. You just didn't have a segment on golf, at least where you ever got to really do anything. You might hit the little plastic wiffle ball, but I don't even really remember doing that. I mean, you're learning football plays, or you're playing basketball, mm-hmm. you're playing wiffle mm-hmm. ball, you're playing dodgeball. And if you haven't seen these things, and it's not what your little kids get. You know, you buy your two-year-old. I know Damon Day probably has a little plastic set for Bubba and takes it out there and he's whacking the golf ball around. But as Matt said, you know, this is a little something where the kids shouldn't get too intimidated, and they can kind of do it as a group. And hey, who doesn't like Velcro golf balls, man? You hit them on the target, cool.
That's actually what I still play with. actually, Matt can attest to
it. Yeah, I sell you tennis balls every time you come out.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I think that's an awesome idea. I mean, it's and it's just getting kids exposed to the game of golf at an early age. You know, just giving them the option. you know, hey, do you want to participate? Do you want to try this? I know growing up, I mean, I grew up out in the country, out in Aurora, Nebraska, and my father and my mother don't play golf. I was never exposed to it, and it's funny, and, you know, all of a sudden I get in my 20s, and I pick up some golf clubs and, you know, hit around the ball, and it's a heck of a time. I mean, and I'll tell you what, I probably wouldn't have as many bumps and bruises if I'd have been playing golf in high school as if I never go out and play tackle football anymore, so think about that, kids.
Yeah, it's good for a lifetime.
You know what, that's a great point. We talk about that at our section meetings is you know, parents spend – thousands and thousands, and I'm guilty of it too, because I've got four kids, and right now my daughter's at UNL volleyball camp, and my boys are, you know, swimming and playing baseball and doing all this stuff.
Tackling
and
a fish is what they're doing.
Pretty
they're
much.
Right in the pond.
They need
fish.
Bath, fishing, whatever, you know, throw them a bar of soap. But we talk about that at our section meetings, is that parents spend all this money on basketball camps, football camps, mm-hmm. baseball camps, and it's just, those are sports that are fun. Yes, because I did the same thing. I played football in college and did all this stuff too. But it's you're never going to play those sports the rest of your life. Your body just can't take it.
I mean,
even from college football, my body's breaking down, and even from golf. But golf's a game that you can play for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Whether you're 8, whether you're 98, you can get out there and play golf with your mom, your dad, sisters, brothers, friends, and just have a good time.
Now, there will be a 4-person golf scramble to help raise funds for this event. It is the Tasha Kider Memorial Golf Tournament. It's going to be Friday, June the 28th at the Kearney Country Club. Shotgun start is at 1 o'clock. There'll be a little bit of a demonstration for the folks. I mean, yeah, okay, here's the check. It goes somewhere. Well, you're going to actually get to see where it's going, what you're helping benefit, but it's a fun 4-person scramble, and it's at the Kearney Country Club. You can find out more information by contacting the folks out there and getting signed up on the 28th. But, Matt, as we tell folks about that, what's kind of the timeline here? We're in the very beginning stages of this. When you're talking to the educators, what's their feedback? How long before you think this is just this is just another thing we do every year, and it's going to be a yearly type of thing?
Well, you know, the money that's going to go into this fund is going to help fund schools in the Kearney area to get the equipment. The equipment itself is a kit is what it's called, is about $3,200. Wow. Right now, our goal for the first year is to at least get one, maybe two kits. So that we can get it into the hands of the educators to get into one or two schools. By 2014, we're hoping to have enough kits purchased to have all the educators, and some of them share schools, to get that snag equipment into the school system. It's a 2-week program each semester. There's a curriculum to it. It teaches the basic fundamentals of the swing. It teaches sportsmanship. It teaches core values, which are all part of the First Tee program, life lessons. So that's our goal right now. We're going to have, on the day of the tournament, I'm trying to get Snag out there to have a tent, to have the equipment set up with a video showing how this is implemented in the school systems. Our Nebraska section, the PGA, is going to be there. We're going to have the participants use the Snag equipment in fun little contests. And we're going to do a demonstration on how it is. The PGA professionals in town are going to do a clinic and screw up everybody's game or help everybody's game, whatever you want to call it. But it's a great way to get the game of golf going in Kearney. And if you're interested, you can go to the website, which is www.tashakider.blogspot.com. You can read more about the tournament and sign up. You can donate on that website. There's lots of different sponsorship levels that you can get to. There's whole sponsors, there's corporate team sponsors, and there's partner level sponsors. We're starting to get those rolling in here in the next couple weeks. I'll have a full list of all those partners that we can read off and share.
We'll put a link up to that on our website as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. So folks, that if you want to find out more, and you can go to snaggolf.com, SNAGGOLF, snaggolf.com, if you kind of want to see what these kits are like and a little bit more, because golf is one of those games, when you're into it, you're into it.
Exactly.
There's no kind of halfway. When you're into it, you're into it. Matt, anything else that we need to touch on?
No, you know, we're inviting people to go onto the website and check it out. There's a link to Snag Golf on the website. It's just a great way to get golf into the school systems, and it's going to benefit all the golf courses in the area, because the more kids we get involved, they're going to go say, hey, Mom, Dad, let's go hit some range balls. They'll go out to the driving range, hit some balls. They might join out of the club. They could join at Awari, Metal Arc, Buffalo Ridge, Prairie Hills, whatever the case. There's lots of places around town in the Elks to go play golf. We just want people out playing because it is a fun sport. There's a lot of life lessons to be learned.
Yeah.
Folks, check it out. It's a game for a lifetime, and we will get that information up on our website as well. Matt, hey, thanks for the time, and would you find some of my golf balls out there, please?
I can. You listed as Duda?
No. I started writing, I am lost on them, and by God, they sure came up a lot more often, you know?
Well, it's terrible. I walk it on Thursdays before league, and Devin's standing there. He's like, here's your two sleeves, Andy.
Matt and Devin from the Kearney Country Club, Dave and Scott out at Metal Arc, Brett and Chad from Awari Dunes. You've got Greg and the gang up at Golf USA, and plus many, many folks in the education, and of course the Kiter family helping make this possible. Matt, thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with more after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. The sun is finally shining, the weather's straightening out, and we're celebrating with an all-new summer salads menu. We've traveled the world via the internet, tasting recipes from all corners, and now it's your turn to enjoy the new summer salad menu. And 12 beers on tap, including the summer favorite, Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work As Hard As I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, need some oil? Every month Napa has been bringing incredible savings to me and you. Well, June, they continue their streak of great deals. Head over to Napa today and pick up a quart of Mobil 1 synthetic oil, just $5.99. That's a big deal for the world's leading synthetic. Seriously, $5.99 for the world's leading synthetic oil is such a big deal, it needs its own show. Head on over to Napa today. Save big at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop and reach a high temperature of 76. We'll have our winds becoming light out of the north. And for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low near 50. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Currently at 64.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Andy Griffith, my co-host today, rolling along here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. And don't forget that if you want to lay back, relax, do it in a little comfort, then the place to go is Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. They've been doing business in central and western Nebraska since 1977, taking care of the customer every single day. Mike and the gang will take care of you or whoever is in charge at each one of the great stores throughout the state of Nebraska. They'll compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges. That way they always get the low price. And just as important, Bruce Furniture maintains that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. Folks, whether you need something for your house, maybe you need something for a new mattress, Serta mattress, it's only the top brand names like Serta, Lane, Lazy Boy, Ashley, Chromecraft, Tempur-Pedic, and so much more. It is the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering stores just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Doug Duda, Andy Griffith here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for lunch.
I like lunch.
Oh, lunch is one of my favorite times of the day.
I'm so good at it. I mean, seriously, I dominate it.
I got to ask Dave Mlarnik, why don't we have a competitive eating in the Cornhusker State Games, Dave? What's going on?
Oh, come on now. You guys, come on. We're about health and wellness, my friend. But you know what? We aren't above it. All we need is about a $10,000 sponsor and a person to organize it. How about it?
Maybe we could tie in our Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, which is coming up, by the way, July 12th, with the Cornhusker State Games. That's kind of in the same time frame, right, Dave?
Why not? Let's do it.
Well, great to have you with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We just had the Bicycle Riders Across Nebraska brand take off from Kearney this morning on their way to Aurora. They went from Gothenburg. This is kind of the midway point. And pretty soon, we're going to see the torch coming through the Tri-Cities for the Cornhusker State Games Torch Run. And you guys have also now put together a pretty cool Live Well sports clinic that will feature a couple of Olympians in Jordan Larson and Kurt Tomasevich. I want to start there. Take me first through the torch run, and then let's chat a little bit about what's going to be going on with these clinics.
Well, the torch run is modeled after the Olympic torch run, like we've always done. We like to get out in Nebraska and bring a piece of the state games to the communities, and it's just tradition. It's a lot. It gives us that Olympic spirit, and it gives our event a lot of spirit. And this year's torch run, like you mentioned, we've teamed up with livewellnebraska.com, and they're doing a wellness tour. And each night in five different communities, we're going to have a nice rally and sort of wellness fair with a lot of different activities. But the headliners are Nebraskans' most recent Olympic medalists, Jordan Larson, who won the silver with the USA volleyball team in the most recent summer games, and then Curtis Tomasevich from Shelby, who is a part of the U.S. bobsled team that won gold in the most recent Winter Olympics. These two are going to be doing sport camps, basically, for kids in each of the communities before the wellness rallies kick off later in the evening. And we're just really excited about that. They've both been involved in the state games as mystery torch lighters in the past, and there's a lot of history there. They both played in the state games, and we're excited to bring those two to the communities and have them be able to interact with the kids around there.
Kearney will host at the YMCA on Wednesday, June the 26th, and then Grand Island will have the clinic at Senior High on Thursday, June the 27th. Who's the secret torch lighter this year?
I can't remember. I was all set, and I lost my notes, and you rattled me, and now I can't even remember.
Sometimes, Andy, you just slip that in. They slip up, and we have breaking news.
I thought it was great.
It's always they've
done it before.
There are so many sports in the Cornhusker State Games. You guys are always adding and tweaking. What's new this year?
Well, this year we have added figure skating and ice hockey. Both of those sports were part of our winter games when we did winter games for about a six-year run in the late 90s. And now they want to be part of the summer games, and it's a fitting time to bring them on because we have our designs on hosting the 2015 State Games of America, which is a national version of state games. And in order to do that, we have to include those two core sports. So the timing was good, and I mean, those are just great events. They have experience in the state games, and so we're happy to bring those on.
Yeah, and actually, I had a question for you, too. What do you feel is the biggest thing that these kids, and even adults, you know, I think that's the one thing a lot of people don't realize is, you know, I was reading through here and you said your oldest competitor is 86 and the youngest competitor is 14 months. What do you think the biggest thing is that these people can take away just from having, you know, some competition and things? What do you think the biggest thing is that they can get out of it?
Well, this is really, it's a friendly competition. Mm-hmm. And for most of our, you know, what you would consider some of the intense team sports, you know, Nebraskans, you got all these clubs with basketball, volleyball, baseball, and softball. Well, those teams come to the state games, but it's really, it's non-pressure competition. They're here to have fun, and it's wrapped around the festival, and they're meeting new teams, playing teams they don't usually play. And it's the same spirit, you know, with all of our individual events. And then the other thing is, the diversity you mentioned, you've got badminton and disc golfers and chess players marching in the parade of athletes right alongside, you know, the highest level wrestlers and swimming participants in the state. It's about inclusion. It's across all the ages and all the different abilities and levels of play. And I think that spirit of, you know, y'all come is what really gives it helps it stand out and become a tradition.
Talking with Dave Mularnik, Cornhusker State Games here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Andy Griffith with you on this Thursday. Obviously, always want to give folks the opportunity to get signed up. Some have been in it for so long, and then sometimes we take for granted that maybe some folks have moved into the state in the last year, don't even know what we're talking about, and don't know where to go, what to do. So let's give them the specifics, Dave.
You bet. Everything you need is at cornhuskerstategames.com. You can register there. You can peruse the list of sports and all the different breakdowns of events and age groups. cornhuskerstategames.com. If you're not comfortable with that or you'd rather not do the online thing, just call our office. We're at 402-471-2544. And we'll register you over the phone or we'll send you printed entry forms that you can mail in if you're more comfortable that way.
And again, I know we ask you guys this every year, but soccer, basketball, they seem to be the most popular sports for you year in and year out?
They typically are, and volleyball is usually right up there. Those are the largest number sports, and it's probably easier for them to garner numbers because they are team entry events. You know, on the individual side, we have our non-competitive walk, which is called the energy walk, but then track and field, swimming, triathlon, wrestling, those are all up in the 300 to 600 participant range. But, you know, they don't really, it really doesn't matter if you're one of 20 pistol shooters that's in the event or you're one of 1,200 basketball players, everybody gets a great experience.
All right, I'm taking you on in horseshoes, Griffith. That's what we're going at. We can do some things that aren't going to hurt our physique. We got that. We could do some bowling. Something tells me that, you know, maybe somebody from the bowling team will light the torch this year. I don't know. National champs. I don't know.
Interesting.
No idea. I don't want to shoot anything because I'm not very good at that. They do have golf. We just talked about that.
Oh, I can't participate.
Foosball.
Any competition level.
There's so many different things in here that, folks, just go to the website. If you can't believe that your favorite event isn't in there, well, it probably is.
Boat fishing.
See? There you go. Do you need your own boat, Dave?
Yeah, to participate in that boat fishing competition, you'll either need to find a partner with a boat or need to get a boat of your own.
We're going to call Buzzes.
We can get a boat. I got a boat.
Hey, they sponsor you probably.
Do we have some deadlines that we got to worry about?
Yeah, you can save a few bucks if you get your registration in on or before June 17th. And then the final deadline for most events is the 1st of July. Of course, the event itself is July 19th through the 28th this year. Opening ceremonies is the 19th. One little blip on that is that swimming events are the weekend before, so those will be July 13th and 14th. But remember the deadlines, June 17th, and then the final deadline, July 1st.
Dave, anything else that the folks need to know as we get ready for not only the torch run and the clinics, but the Cornhusker State Games here in 2013, which just continue to grow for you guys?
Yeah, just remember cornhuskerstategames.com, and I just want to shout out to all of the people that come and volunteer and participate from your listening area. And also just give a big thanks to you guys for continuing to help us get the word out.
No problem, Dave. Thanks so much for the time. Anytime you got something new, let us know. We'll get you on.
Glad to. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Dave Malarn at Cornhusker State Games. I mean, folks, I'm serious. BMX Racing, which has been picking up steam here in Kearney and the Tri-Cities. Electronic darts. I mean, who doesn't love to play darts and think that they're good at it?
I'm actually debating on if I think I can make a good run here. I'm talking about boat fishing. We're talking about electronic darts. Fencing. I've put up so much fence in my life. I grew up on a farm.
No. There's pickleball. You can play pickleball.
What's pickleball?
Pickleball, dude. We'll tell you off. There's not only is there boat fishing, there's shore fishing. So you can do both of those. You can fish. You could bring home gold in both. And again, we're making a little fun here of things that, you know, you don't have to put Ben Gay on and rub yourself
absolutely.
And be in shape for. But then there's competitive basketball, there's arm wrestling, there's jiu-jitsu, there's taekwondo, there's rugby, there's racquetball, there's a triathlon, there's soccer, there's skateboarding. I mean, young, old, everything from table tennis to darts to BMX racing, baseball, it's all there, chess. Check it out, CornhuskerStateGames.com.
I've been there numerous times. Growing up, we used to play basketball, and we did it a couple times. And my little sister, when she was in 7th and 8th grade, to get her more meets and things like that, it's weird. We never pressured her. We never tried to make her really good. we'd haul her down to Lincoln, and she would always participate in the shot put and then the discus and, you know, down at Nebraska Wesleyan. I can always remember it was like the hottest day of the year. It's like Kearney Cruise Night when you're having Cornhusker State Games. I mean, if it's not 105, it just ain't going to happen.
I hear you. Now, before we take a break here and come back and talk a little wrestling with Darren Garfield, at what point did everybody in your family just realize that Abby was the best athlete?
Probably when I started playing athletics. No,
NAIA All-American for the Hastings College track team. So again, congratulations, man.
Yeah, she does a good job, and I think the best thing about her is she's just a good person in general. She she's going to school. She's going to go ahead and be an educator. She's going to be a teacher. She wants to give back, and she just really enjoys. She's just a big kid, and she's got great morals, great ethics. She's got her head in the right direction. And she had a chance to watch Tyler and Andrew Griffith go ahead and screw up a lot of things. So it's not that she knows all the right things to do. It's just she knows all the things she shouldn't do. So she chooses to make good decisions now.
She learned. Our Midtown Bar Cooler question yesterday was that only the number 1 and 2 seeds advanced to the Super Regionals. There won't be a Cinderella this year. What do you make of not having a Cinderella in Omaha? We have 4 choices. It's good. I like seeing the powers. It's bad. I always root for the underdog. It doesn't matter because I watch it anyway, or I don't watch baseball. What do you think?
Me personally, I love having those Cinderella teams, but at the end of the day, it's still a business too. And you go ahead and get those great teams with great heritage, and they have great fan bases that like to travel and they like to come to Omaha. And, I'm biased. I want to see people coming to the state of Nebraska and spend a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
That's great for the, it's great for the community and everything. And at the same time, too, when you got a lot of prestigious teams and there's a lot of, heritage in it, it makes it pretty darn competitive. And I love seeing the Cinderella teams. That's great. But at some point, the luck runs out, and then all of a sudden the Cinderella team that had this great run, then all of a sudden it's like 14-2 and they're playing like a powerhouse. So, mixed emotions, but at the end of the day, whatever's best for the state of Nebraska, that's all I'm about.
Well, we had a very mixed vote here in our Midtown Mark Cooler question. The winning vote was, it doesn't matter. I enjoy the College World Series no matter who is there. I always like to see one school get their weekend in the sun like a Stony Brook or a Kent State had. And in the end, it doesn't matter, but I always like to see one there. Yeah. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, obvious, who will win the NBA Finals? You got the Spurs, you got the Heat. Andy and I already both made our predictions and took the Heat. Andy said the Heat in 5, I said the Heat in 6. You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we're back after this.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month,
Get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Kearney near Sunmark. For free shipping, call 338-1348. And in Grand Island near Gorman's. For free shipping, call 382-8663.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
As long as the kids keep making the traveling team and the new restaurant across town doesn't deliver, you're going to be driving. So it's a smart choice to join new BP Driver Rewards. You receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward just for signing up. With every second fill up of quality BP gasoline, you keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP Driver Rewards brochure at your local BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
High school all-star football action moves to Hastings College on June 15th when 24 of the best eight-man players, including notables from Central Nebraska, divide east against west in the 36th annual Sertoma eight-man game. Live from Hastings College, expect lots of scoring and the play-by-play on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. When you're out of range, download the Classic Hits 98.9 FM smartphone app or listen online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop and reach a high temperature of 76. We'll have our winds becoming light out of the north. And for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low near 50. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently at 64.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Okay, I know it's your day off. But we got to do about 1 minute of business here. What's going on at Midway, man? Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, where they gave you today off. How cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's actually going to be a special announcement coming up this weekend, and you know what, we'll just go ahead and get you. You got the scoop. So
cool.
We're going to be having our huge, we're selling new cars like candy bars, but here's the big deal. A lot of people, this is kind of used car season. Starting on Friday at Midway Auto Dealerships. Will you come on down? You just say you heard me say it on the radio and they'll make it work. 2.9% financing, 2.9% on certified pre-owned vehicles right now with approved credit. We're talking about being able to go ahead and get you the lowest, best interest rates on some of the best inventory out there. Right now at both the locations, we have about 180, 185 pre-owned vehicles. We actually have more en route. There's never been a better selection when it comes to the pre-owned side. And on the new side, too, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram has got some huge, huge, huge incentives going on. Anybody that's in the market for a three-quarter ton truck, they actually went ahead and increased the rebates nearly by $2,500. Nice. So there's a lot of huge stuff going on. Over on the Chevrolet side, I think one of the best things for the GM side right now that they have going is their cars. You know, gas prices, I mean, there's no point in hinting about it. I mean, everybody goes and fills up. I mean, they're getting high, and it's only June. Let's be honest about this. I mean, we still got 90 days left of madness. They got the Chevrolet Cruze, 42 miles to the gallon, Chevrolet Volt, Chevrolet Spark, Chevrolet Malibu, a lot of great vehicles. And, you know, Heath Phillips, Darren Sprague, all the guys in the gang down there, they do a great job. Come on down, see everybody. Come see Chad Randall's. Come see me down to Chrysler store. Whatever we got to do, we're going to make it happen.
Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, taking care of their customers every single day. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and also at thinkmidway.com. It's going to be a busy weekend. It's like you're giving things away again.
Yeah, it's it's been a busy 4 years.
Oh, folks, it's going to be busy. I know if you're into the high school athletics, there's going to be some really cool events going on this weekend. You've got the New West All-Star Games in Minden Friday and Saturday to benefit the Nebraska Kidney Association. You've got the Shrine Soccer Classic in Hastings on Saturday, and you've got the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Big Saturday. The duel takes place at 1 o'clock, going on at Grand Island Senior High, and then the Hall of Fame Banquet at Riverside begins at 5 o'clock, and one of the best in the state, Darren Garfield of Central City, is one of the West coaches, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Andy Griffith. Darren, I asked him earlier, he's an Aurora boy, you're at Central City, this isn't going to be a problem, is it?
No, we're good to go.
He was telling me some Garfield stories off air. You know that, right?
I can only imagine what that was about.
Yeah, it was really nothing to it.
Well, let's talk about the duel. You guys have got together. You've got your workouts in, and this is one of those things where it's more than just guys showing up trying to make weight on Saturday and putting on a great duel. You got the kids working. You've got the kids taking tours. In fact, you're at the Army National Guard Training Center right now. You take them out to the shooting range. They shoot some blue rock. It's so cool, and this event has really grown.
Yes, it's just an incredible whole, we got up until 3 years ago, it was just a one-day event. They are now going to a full training camp. We came in yesterday. We're going to have them all the way through Saturday. As you mentioned, lots of neat events that we're doing. And so it's definitely more than just coming together for one wrestling meet. You know, it's a whole experience for these guys, and I'm just very excited to be a part of it.
Well, let's take a look at the kids. All the kids this time from our listening area are on the West roster, and just so many of them there. You've got Jake Brown from your squad, four kids from Kearney. We've got Adams Central Senior High, Central Catholic. I know it's early, but has everybody been able to make it, and what do you think about this team?
You know, we actually have, as you mentioned, I'm on the West squad. We kind of challenged our guys just looking at past results. The East team has kind of dominated this thing over the last 6-7 years. They actually have a 7-year dry spell from the West. So we've really challenged our kids. You know, we'd like to represent the western part of the state and maybe end that streak. And there's a lot of pride online. These guys are all where they are because of how talented they are, but also because they have that killer instinct, that work ethic. They don't like to lose. So it's, we're having a lot of fun, but at the end of the day, it's somebody's going to win this thing, somebody's going to lose it, and we want to be on that winning side.
Always have to figure out who's going to be the one guy, what the matchups are going to be. Have we decided that yet, or are we still going to wait a day or two?
Yeah, we have not set any of the matches. We have a good idea what we're going to go with, but we're going to sit down tomorrow night and kind of pair those things up according to where everybody's weighing in. So we won't have anything finalized as to who's wrestling who until tomorrow.
Hey, Darren, I got to ask you. This is Andy here. Where did the passion come from for wrestling? I mean, I guess there's a lot of people out there probably don't know your background, but Darren, I remember just watching you as a small child, and I guess I wasn't a small child, but I was always younger than you, and you were always extremely competitive. But where does your passion come from in wrestling? When did you kind of get that? And to go ahead and pass that along to the other youth out there, it's got to come from somewhere. Explain that.
You know, I think it all goes back to my high school experience, growing up in Aurora. Mm-hmm. Coach Bill Wolford is just, one of a kind. I cannot put into words how much he's meant to me over the years. And, just being around the things that he was able to accomplish there. And it's just, once it's in you, it's hard to get mm-hmm. Away from it. I mean, you get bit by that wrestling bug. And it's just, to me, it's just, there's nothing else like it. And, through my experiences, as an athlete, you develop into, what do you want to do with the rest of your life, and getting into the coaching aspect of it, I couldn't believe, I dream of doing anything differently than I do. So
that's awesome.
Darren Garfield joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, wrestling coach at Central City. For the fans out there that don't have the matchups or the kids in front of them here, what are you looking forward to? You kind of alluded to it a little bit, but there's going to be, as always, a couple three weight classes that should just be head knockers.
yeah, there's going to be some, you know, dynamite matches. I don't want to, you know, say specific just because we don't have 100% have it written down yet exactly who's going where. But I'm telling you right now, and it's like that every year in this thing, if you've been able to go watch over the years, there's just going to be some dynamite matches. I mean, again, everybody in this thing is very talented. They're there for a reason. And so it's going to be exciting. You're going to see a lot of close matches. You're talking the best of the best. And you know, this is kind of, you know, everybody talks about how they'd love to see a one-class system, or they'd love to see, you know, a champion of champions between Class A through D. We kind of get that here. We get to see guys, how they match up. You know, a Class A kid will be wrestling the Class B kid. I mean, you'll see matches like that all day long on Saturday. And so that's kind of the fun part of it. You get to see these dream matchups that you would never normally see.
What was the workout in the room already like for your guys?
We're getting after it. These guys, like I said, such competitors. You know, a lot of them are still in very good shape, and most of them are. You know, we got a lot of guys that are going on to participate, whether it's even in wrestling or other sports. You know, football players at the college level next year. So a lot of them have remained in very good shape. They've been working hard. They're getting after each other. It's kind of a dream. It's a dream job to sit there and you know, you can tell the kids to do something. You don't have to show a whole lot of technique stuff. These guys are polished wrestlers. These guys are, you know, just the highest quality. So running the practices is pretty easy, and they just get after it. They do everything you ask of them, and it's been a great experience.
And as we kind of alluded to at the start of this interview, it's not just all wrestling and it's not all fun. You guys are going to be going to do some work for the United Way tomorrow. Can you tell us what that's all about?
It's going to be extremely cool. We've got about five different charities that we're going to be working with tomorrow. We'll divide our guys up. We've got 38 wrestlers. We're going to divide them up and have about, you know, five to six at each place. And we're going to Harbor for Hope. We're doing a lot of different things. We're going to go do some stuff with the YMCA, putting on a little wrestling clinic there. A few of our guys will. And I mean, there's just so many different things that we're going to do. And I think it's fun for our guys to kind of give back to the community and just kind of see the other side of things. And it's always been a great experience. The city of Grand Island has really opened their arms for us to come in here. And we just want to repay them for letting us come into the town and use their facilities at Grand Island Senior High. And it just, just so we can give back to the community, it's just a neat opportunity for our guys.
I've got to ask you, man. So did you guys blacklist Omaha Scud out of this deal? Because if you did, more power to you.
You know, I wish I could say I had something to do with that, but they'd be on the East squad. So maybe we'll just say it was the East coach's fault. How about that?
Nice.
Yeah,
that might be a little bit of that Aurora in us right there. Yeah. Don't mention Scott.
That's right.
That's an interesting point. Well, all of it gets underway at 1 o'clock Saturday, and then most of them will get to attend the Hall of Fame banquet and get some meal, which wrestlers always love to get a little food in them. But obviously, Darren, before we let you go, I can't let you off without asking the questions that are being asked of me quite so often. Unfortunately, Central City in the spotlight, in the news, for maybe some of the wrong reasons. People want to know, are you going to be at Central City next year, and what is the future for Darren Garfield and Central City Wrestling and Central City Football?
Yeah, as far as the wrestling goes, I'm definitely 100% going to be at Central City next year. You sign a one-year contract every year, and I've signed my contract to go back to Central City. I love the town. I love the people in the town. I love the community. Put too much time and effort into our wrestling program to leave. As far as football goes, you know, they're starting a new chapter, and it's going to be, you know, without me as the coach, and things like that happen in high schools and colleges and everywhere else. It's the nature of the beast, and I'm going to bury my head in my wrestling program and continue to do what I can to make us, you know, one of the top teams in the state. So that's kind of my approach, and I'm excited to continue working with our wrestlers and see where we go.
Well, it's always been a grade A, class C, but class B, depending on where you want to be, back and forth. But always been great to work with you, Darren, and we look forward to continue to work with you. And we'll see you on Saturday. Okay, buddy?
Hey, you bet, Doug. I appreciate you having us on.
Take care. Darren Garfield, Central City Wrestling Coach, along with Bob West of Elm Creek, Eric Warner of Blair, and Jake Froschizer of Lincoln North Star. They are the West coaches. The East coaches are Marcus Hilario of Omaha Benson, Phil Severson of Norris, Matt Kofel of Malcolm, and Eric Bernheide of Wakefield. Some really cool kids. And let me run down the kids that are going to be competing for the West. From Kearney High, it is the three-time state champion in Hunter Bamford, Austin Marshall, as well as Trey Schlender. And I'm overlooking one here. I know there's four of them. I got Trey. I got Hunter. I got Austin. Who am I overlooking here? Ah! One, two, three. Oh, Kalen. Kalen Mazenkowski. Okay, and from Adams Central, Tyler Joseph. From Grand Island, Trey Trujillo. From Grand Island Central Catholic, Mitch McGinnis, Jake Brown. From Central City, you got Jake Wells from up at Anselmo Myrna. You have got Stuart Hercock from Amherst, Chris Swoboda of St. Paul, Rulon Taylor. He is a stud from Medicine Valley, and Clayton Lang from Ord. We'll see if the West can get that losing streak ended, man.
And nobody from Scott. I'm really excited about it, actually.
I will say this, and again, this is, I don't know. I don't know if Scott or if Coach Hildebrand is a member of the Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association. A huge percent are. And I think that's one of those things that, and I think that's also the way with the eight man. If you're not in the part of their association, then one of the things you don't get is your kids invited or eligible for these events.
Actually,
but you can go ahead and say stuff about Scott if you want to. I'll give your address.
I wouldn't do that. actually, what I heard was whoever wins this, the East or the West, then they actually face Scott.
Oh,
so
that would be a challenge.
I don't know, man. They're pretty good at what they do.
Irish Ken has checked in. He's a big Notre Dame fan and loves supporting athletics around this area. He is senile, and he stays a lot of the time in the basement, so we like to have fun with Irish Ken.
I think I know him.
Irish Ken hasn't checked in a while, so he says that he had better do that. He goes, I had a choice the other night. Watch the Royals stink up the place or watch the women's NCAA softball final. And he thought as to which event I watched. Probably softball.
Yeah.
He goes, since my comments regarding the Ohio State president are not fit for public broadcast, I will refrain. And he says, you know what? I'm listening to Freddie Coleman last night, and he says that fans are only interested in seeing a good show, and they don't care if athletes cheat. I've been disappointed by so many of my favorite athletes and teams over the years that I don't seem to care much what they do anymore. What do you think? Do you agree with Freddie Coleman? People are only interested in the show, and they don't care if they cheat?
To a certain extent. I mean, people want a show. I mean, you know, you look at baseball, and I think baseball, I love pitching. You know, I like that aspect of the game, the fact that if you watch a good baseball game, a great baseball game sometimes tough to watch. It's like chess, you know. You're sitting there. I mean, there ain't a lot of people that can appreciate a 2-1 game. You know, a lot of people like to see people dropping bombs out in left field and, you know, the fights on the mound and just the stuff that isn't traditional baseball. So, I mean, I guess to a certain extent, I'd have to agree a little.
And Irish Ken, your last point here, you want to get the Royals out of their funk. Well, they did snap their 11-game home losing streak last night. So just for you, they finally got a win against Minnesota. UNK finished 53rd in the Learfield Sports Directors Cup, which goes to the Division II top athletic program. They were 30th, I think, going into the spring sports, so they finish up in 53rd. The Lopers had the fourth most points among MIAA members, and I think that's what's important. Central Missouri, Central Oklahoma, and Lincoln University were ahead of them. And you know what? I guess the bottom line is UNK, first year in the MIAA, they're fourth. I'll take that.
Yeah,
that's absolutely a heck of a starting point.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, I've been here now for 4 years, and I'm starting to get involved in more of these activities and being able to see it a little bit deeper. And I'll tell you what, I'm very impressed with the university here. Everybody's very active and very involved.
And for the winner, it was Grand Canyon University edging out Grand Valley State.
Is that your alma mater?
No. No. No.
You didn't go to Grand Canyon?
No. 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 Been there.
Beautiful.
Went by it.
Beautiful.
It's a lot of big hole there.
I've never seen it.
You know what it is? It's a Grand Canyon.
It's such a clever name.
There you go. A couple other sporting notes before we get out of here. Are you a horse racing guy?
I enjoy gambling.
Well, Gino Bucola's on us tomorrow, and we'll see what he has to say about my selection of Oxbow to win the Preakness. In tennis, Sharapova moves on in three sets to the women's final at the French Open, and Serena Williams is absolutely crushing Sara Errani. 6-love, 2-love is the latest score that we have on that. We'll get an update for you here, see if they're any farther along. 6-love, 3-love. Oh, my goodness. Hasn't won a game. Embarrassing. That would be tough. American Legion Baseball went well last night. Hastings and Johnson Imperial Homes in 5 points. Both swept doubleheaders from Norfolk. Kearney Runza beat Home Federal. Grand Island 5 points, beat Post 52. Grand Island USAVE and Tom Dinsdale beat Kearney 5 points and Little Caesars. Haley Teal of Wahoo won the girls' match play crown at the Lincoln Country Club. Carson Shockey and Sean Song of Omaha are playing for the boys' title today. 36 holes. Unbelievable. And because we hardly mentioned any Husker football at all, Phil Steele, 16th for Nebraska, and Spencer Long is second-team All-American. What do you think? 16, you good with that? Too high, too low, just right?
You know, I'm the biggest fan out there, and to be honest with you, I think we're probably more about 21 to 23 right now. I mean, I'd love to say that we have to prove something. We actually have to go out. We're going to have to win some big games, and we're going to have to prove something to everybody because at this point, I don't think we're the 16th best team right now. I don't even know if we're
Blasphemous.
Northwestern. They're going to have a good ball club.
I can't. One of these days when I have to not be in studio or actually take a day of vacation, you and Damon Day, we'll call it the Communist Hour, and you both can come on the show. You know? he hates Team USA. You hate the Huskers. So, I mean, what better hour than we
have? Oh, my gosh. I just lost 40% of our business over the next 60 days because of this.
Yeah, when you come in and see Andy, tell him why the Huskers are going to win the national championship. That's always a good conversation.
Well, yeah, actually, I'd like to hear that. Tell me why.
George Karl, the NBA Coach of the Year, out with the Denver Nuggets. The 62-year-old final year of his contract wanted to extend the deal. Nuggets said nope. So out the door he is.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't – I mean – that reminds me of that whole University of Minnesota deal when they fired Tubby Smith.
And Gene Stevenson being shown the door this week as Wichita State baseball coach. So there you go. And, folks, before we let you out of here, don't forget that the Faces Rally is this weekend. It gets underway tomorrow in Upland, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. The 12th anniversary of the Faces Rally, the three-day motorcycle event based in Upland every year since June of 2002. Events during the rally, it's not all motorcycles, but it sure is a lot of fun. The fun run, the bike show, the bike games, a hog roast, bands, vendors, plenty of other activities as they continue to help Faces, which assists families with traveling and lodging expenses since the majority of their children need to travel long distance for specialized surgery and medical attention. Because of the Faces Rally, several children in Nebraska and Kansas with facial deformities have benefited from this great organization through proceeds from the Faces Rally. Hope you can take part in it. I know there's a lot going on this weekend, and this is just one of the great events in Upland, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Anything else? Any comments? Anything you needed to throw out that we didn't cover, brother?
Quit hating on LeBron.
Don't hate LeBron because the Heat going to win the NBA title.
There you go.
Let's hope for it. Andy Griffith from Midway, thanks so much.
Fun, and, man.
Of course,
appreciate it.
Aurora Husky. That's how we refer to you on your day off.
A-Town, man.
Proud to have you on. Thanks, man, for the time.
Hey, appreciate it.
Hey, we want to thank all of our guests. Darren Garfield from Central City, Matt Shaner, Kearney Country Club, Dave Malarnik from the Cornhusker State Games. Tomorrow, Damon Day's in as our co-host. We're going to talk with former Loper Brian Wiest as the Major League Baseball draft starts today. We expect to hear his name either Friday or Saturday. Finished third in the voting for D2 Player of the Year. Gino Vucola of the TVG Network to preview the Belmont as we get you ready for all of the activities this weekend. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.